I think what's happening in global oil markets now is you're seeing two things work to push prices higher. The first is that growth is gradually getting stronger, not just in the United States, but around the world, at least outside of Europe. And that's making people more confident in the expansion, and that's helping push prices higher. But also, you know, Iran's doing some saber rattling, and that's causing a little uncertainty in that context. Those are the two main factors. You know, there's no quick fix to this, no short-term fix to this. You know, the best strategy for the country is to continue to make some long-term investments to expand production in the United States, to reduce our dependence on foreign oil, to encourage Americans to use more efficient, cleaner sources of energy, to encourage Americans to be more efficient in how they use energy. Those are the things over time we need to do, and we're making some progress in that direction. The other thing we can do is to try to make sure we're doing everything we can to lighten the burden on working families in the country. The payroll tax extension is very important in that context, because even when gas prices are caused by stronger growth, which is part of what's happening, people really do feel it. So very important that Congress continue to look for ways to do things that'll help make the economy stronger overall and help lighten the burden on middle-class families, like through the payroll tax extension.